请我们大家一起低头默祷。
Let's bow our heads and pray in silence.
阿们，奉主耶稣圣名开始我们晚上的聚会，我们一起唱诗175首。
In Jesus Christ, begin this evening's service. Let's sing hymn 175.
今天是6月30日。
Today is June 30th.
我们今年刚好要过一半。
Half a year is over.
或许我们觉得说时间过得很快。
You may feel that time has flew by.
或许我们觉得说怎么这个已经半年了好像没有成就没有做好什么事情。
Or we may think that half a year has gone by and yet we haven't really done anything.
很多时候已经过去了你就没有办法再来一次。
Oftentimes when something has passed, when time has passed, I will never come again.
有些事情已经成为事实也没有办法去做太大的改变。
When things have come to fruition, we cannot change them.
但是我们一个基督徒我们总是有一个美好的目标。
But as Christians, we have a wonderful goal.
我们也相信，在主耶稣的恩惠怜悯之下，我们一定能够越来越进步，越来越好。
But we believe that under God's grace and mercy, we can continually to improve.
我们继续朝着建立一个很健全、很合理的这一种生活来荣耀神的名。
We can establish a good life in order to glorify God.
我们在聚会之前，我们一起来感谢祷告求主耶稣带领祝福我们今晚的。
We kneel down and pray and ask God to bless and guide this evening service.
同心祷告。
Let's kneel down and pray.
我们请来翻开圣经罗马书十二章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 12.
罗马书十二章第三节。
Romans chapter 12, verse
3. 第三节，我凭着所赐我的恩，对你们个人说，不要看自己过于所当看的，要照着神所分给个人信心的大小，看得合乎中道。
Romans chapter 12, verse 3. For by grace given me, I say to every one of you, do not think of yourself more highly than you ought, but rather think of yourself with sober judgment, in accordance with the measure of faith God has given you.
当我们看一件东西之后，我们常常就也会连带着去想一些事情。
When we see something, we will often think about it.
所以如果看得清楚，那么想的大概就会正确。
So if we can see it clearly, then it follows that we will be able to think about it clearly.
那所以呢，我们对一件事情，对一个东西，我们要有一个正确的这个看法跟想法。
And so, whether it's an event or a thing, we need to have an accurate perception of it.
这个保罗他不但看重弟兄姐妹的信仰生活。他也很看重弟兄姐妹的日常的在这个世界上的生活。
And so, Paul would often not only care about the faith of the people, but also about their worldly business as well.
那保罗本人呢？他也是这个样子不但看重信仰，也看重生活。
And the same thing for himself. He won't just focus on faith, but also on the worldly life as well.
他很看重他跟神的关系，他也很留意他跟人的关系。
And so he is very conscious about relationship with God and also with man.
我们也常常觉得说，我们对人对神怎样，我们对人也应该怎样。
And so often we know that the way we treat God should be the same as we treat people.
那也好像这个神所说的，你对人怎样， 也在反映着你你会对神怎样。
And so, God says that if you treat people a certain way, then you will in turn treat God that way as well.
就像约翰一书里头所说的，一个人如果说他爱神啊，但是他恨他的弟兄。这个是不合理的。
And in 1 John it says, if a man loves God, says he loves God, and yet not man, then it is not, correct.
但是在实际的这个做法里头呢，对神跟对人，它原则是一样，但是呢，在实际的做法上，它其实也是有一些分别的。
Conceptually, God and man, can be treated the same, but there are differences as well.
我们请看哥林多后书第五章。
Let's take a Second Corinthians chapter 5.
哥林多后书五章十三节。
Second Corinthians chapter 5, verse 13.
十三节，我们若果癫狂是为神，若果谨守是为你们。
Second Corinthians chapter 5, verse 13. If we are out of our mind, it is for the sake of God. If we are in our right mind,It is for you.
这个保罗他代表着在跟他在一起的这些工作人员呢他说我们。
And so here, Paul is referring to all the workers that are working with him.
他说，如果让人觉得说我们的言语行为好像是癫狂这个是为了神。
And so he says that if it seems that, that we are out of our minds, it is for the sake of God.
对神可以是百分之百的。
Because to God we can give our 100%.
那甚至是别人所不能够了解，甚至不以为然的。
And regardless of whether other people understand us or not.
那神是那么的伟大，我们跟神的关系真的可以不断的深入广更深更广。
Because our God is so almighty, we can continuously delve deeper in our relationship with him.
这个真的让神来占有了我们的所有。
So that we can truly allow God to be full in our lives.
因为主耶稣他也是为我们舍弃了一切。
Because Christ had sacrificed all he had.
所以这些使徒这些古圣徒他们真的是有很多的时候所表现出来的就是给神是百分之百的。
And so all these disciples, all these members, they truly gave their totality.
但是对人的这个层面呢保罗说这个谨守是为了你们。
To man, he said, if we are in our right mind, it is for you.
在人与人之间的生活里头，他还是要有一些的这个分寸的存在。
And so towards man, he needs to have a particular sober mind.
所以将这个两个经节合起来看。就是在人的生活里头我们是要有一个健全合理的这种心思跟生活。
If towards God, we need to have this fair and just life.
就是对人在人的生活里人的层面的生活呢我们是要有这种健全合理的生活。
That is in our lives, our human lives, we need to have these kind of proper lives.
那就用罗马书十二章第三节那个中文叫做合乎中道合乎中道的生活。那如果是哥林多后书五章那个 NKJV 它是 the sound mind 那个 sound life。
In back in Romans chapter 12 verse 3, in several versions, it could mean to have a sound mind.
那我们给他讲 sound life.
And so we call it the sound life.
那中文就是合乎中道那它的解释也就是很健全、很合理的这种心思跟生活。
And so it really means a sober and, and just life.
那我们来, 看几点, 啊, 什么叫做这个, 啊, 合乎中道的生活?
And so we're going to discuss some points relating to what a sound life is.
我们请看马可福音第一章,
Let's look at Mark chapter 1. Mark chapter 1, verse 33.
Mark 1:33. 合城的人都聚集在门前。
Mark chapter 1, verse 33. The whole town gathered at the door.
34节, 耶稣治好了许多害各样病的人。 又赶出许多鬼,不许鬼说话,因为鬼认识他。
34. And Jesus healed many who had various diseases. He also drove out many demons, but he would not let the demons speak because they knew who he was.
这里提到因为主耶稣医治了这个西门彼得的这个业母。
And here, because Jesus healed Simon Peter's, Simon's mother-in-law,
那也因为这样子, 更引来了许许多多的这些有病痛的人。
This in turn brought a lot more sick people.
很多的人聚集到主耶稣这里来, 要, 领受主耶稣的怜悯跟恩典。
And so a lot of people gathered at Jesus' door wanting to receive his healing and his grace.
主耶稣不但医病, 主耶稣也赶鬼。
Not only did Jesus heal people of their diseases, he also cast many demons out.
那是一个让大家都非常感动, 让大家都非常欢喜的一个夜晚。
It is all a very touching and joyful evening for them.
主耶稣行了, 将神的能力大大的彰显出来。
Jesus manifested the power of God.
如果以我们今天来看的话, 就是一个非常有功效, 非常成功的一次的这种布道或者传道。
And so we can see in today's terms that that was quite an effective and successful form of evangelism.
我们再看35节。
Let's look at verse 35.
次日早晨, 天未亮的时候, 耶稣起来到旷野的地方去, 在那里祷告。
35. Very early in the morning, while it was still dark, Jesus got up, left the house, and went off to a solitary place where he prayed.
在顺利,在成功之后,我们都会有怎样的态度或反应呢?
After success, what kind of attitude and feelings do we have?
在这里我们看到主耶稣,他成功,但是他不松懈。
We can see Jesus here was successful, but he didn't quite show it.
因为35节说到,隔天一大早呢,主耶稣他就到旷野去祷告。
So we can see in verse 35, very early in the morning, Jesus went off to a solitary place to pray.
那这是主耶稣他留给我们很好的榜样。
And this is a very good example for all of us.
我们再请看马太福音14章。
Let's look at Matthew chapter 14.
马太福音14章。 22节。
Verse 22.
耶稣随即催门徒上船,先渡到那边去,等他叫众人散开。
22. Immediately Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go on ahead of him to the other side while he dismissed the crowd.
这又是一次非常成功的讲道,以及这个行神迹。
And this was after a very effective and successful time preaching for Jesus.
那也彰显了这些很特殊的能力。
And also, he manifested the great power of God.
就是让超过5000的人能够吃饱。
And that was to feed over 5,000 people.
那22节说主耶稣催促着门徒说到另外一边去。
And then in verse 22, we see that Jesus told the disciples to go on ahead of him to the other side.
主耶稣的门徒也很高兴地跟大家在分享这一个很成功、很美好的一个结果。
Jesus' disciples were joyfully discussing this great miracle with everybody else.
主耶稣要他们离开现场。
But Jesus wanted them to leave the premises.
23节。
Verse 23.
散了众人以后，他就独自上山去祷告。到了晚上，只有他一人在那里。
23, after he had dismissed them, he went up on a mountainside by himself to pray. When evening came, he was there alone.
在一个成功的工作之后，这里又再次的提到，主耶稣他上山去祷告。
Again, after successful work, Jesus went up to the mountain to pray.
那这就是一种很健全、很合理的生活。
And this is a very humble and very just way of life.
成功是美妙的，是好的。
Success is good. It's glorifying.
那还有很重要的是，成功之后该怎么做
？But more importantly, is what to do after one has success.
当然，我们一个人不能够总是生活的非常的紧张，非常的紧绷。
We can't always have our lives full of anxiety and nervousness.
但是我们也不能够过分的松懈了。
But of course, we can't be overly loose or relaxed.
那会让人太过于松懈了，常常就是在成功之后。
If we are relaxed, it is oftentimes after our success.
那我们看到主耶稣他总是在成功之后，他没有那种完全的松懈。
We see that with Jesus after his success, he had never had that kind of relaxing or of release.
他是很清醒的来看事情，来想事情。
Was astutely aware of the events that had occurred.
就像罗马书十二章用的那一个字 sober, 很清醒的。
Romans chapter 12 verse 3 used the word sober.
那为什么这个松懈是必须要预防的？
Why do we need to prevent this kind of relaxing?
成功常常也就是所谓，也就等于顺利。
Success often means that something had gone smoothly.
成功如果松懈。
If we are let loose after success.
那就会在顺利的当中让人容易产生骄傲。
Then in times of smoothest, man will develop.Pride.
所以合乎中道的生活就是在成功顺利之后不松懈不骄傲。
And so to be successful, it is to not be proud after such success.
我们请参考列王记下二十章。
Let's look at 2 Kings chapter 20.
列王记下二十章16节。
2 Kings chapter 20 verse 16.
16节，以赛亚对西西家说，你要听主的话。
Verse 16, then Isaiah said to Hezekiah, hear the word of the Lord.
17节，日子必到，还你家里所有的，并你列祖积蓄到如今的，都要被掳到巴比伦去，不留下一样。这是主说的。
17. The time will surely come when everything in your palace and all that your fathers have stored up until this day will be carried off to Babylon. Nothing will be left, says the Lord.
以赛亚先知对西西家王说，这件事情神一定会成就。
Isaiah had warned Hezekiah that this event will happen.
那我们知道这个西西家王他经历了这个亚述帝国的攻打。
We know that King Hezekiah had gone through the many battles with his enemies.
Assyria.
With Assyria.
那但是也很因为这个神的作为很奇妙的这个亚述军被打退被消灭。But
miraculously, they were able to defeat them.
不但这样子，这个西西家王他本来是病得要死，但是又得神的恩典。 神又给他增加15年的这个寿命。
Hezekiah, who was sick to death, was rescued by the Lord and lived on.
所以他是可以说是处在一个很成功、很顺利的一个状况里头。
And so we can say that he was in a time of success and smoothness.
这个强大的敌人不再成为威胁。
This strong enemy is no longer a threat.
这个威胁生命的疾病也没有了。
And his threat from his illness is also gone.
那我们知道这个故事，在这个当中，这个西西家王他松懈了。
We can see that in his history, he began to let go and relax.
所以当巴比伦的使者来的时候，他很高兴、很骄傲的把所有的东西都让这个使者看。And
when the Babylonian came, he was he happily showed them all his possessions.
所以这个西西家王在这个时刻里头，他没有一个合乎中道的生活。
And so we see that he didn't have this a life according to the word of God.
所以他并没有给老百姓带来好处，也没有给自己带来好处。
And so he didn't bring any good to his people or to himself.
什么是合乎中道的生活？
And so what is a life that is according to the word of God?
就是当富足的时候不放纵。
And that is during times of success, we don't let loose.
当很富足、很富有的时候，我们不放纵。
When we are full, wealthy and rich, we don't let loose.
Indulge yourself.
We don't indulge ourselves.
我们请看《传道书》第二章。
Let's take a look at Ecclesiastes.
传道书第二章第十节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 2, verse 10.
第十节，凡我眼所求的，我没有留下不给他的；我心所乐的，我没有禁止不享受的，因为我的心。
Verse 10, I denied myself nothing my eyes desired. I refused my heart no pleasure. My heart took delight in all my work, and this was the reward for all my labor.
金钱是中性的。
Money is neutral.
那圣经里头的这些古圣徒又好，又很多，他们是很富足的。All
these early workers here, they can be considered wealthy.
所以富足的本身，它不是错，也不是罪。And
so wealth isn't incorrect; it is not a sin.
但是重点是在富足当中，我们也要有一个合乎中道的生活。But
in times of wealth, we need to have. We need to live according to the word of God.
这个所罗门王的富足，事实上成为他人生的一个绊脚石。Solomon's
wealth really became a stumbling block for him.
因为在富足的时候，他并没有一个合乎中道的生活。Because
really during his time of wealth, he did not have a sound life.
他的富足应该也是，他的劳碌加上神的祝福所带给他的。His
wealth is from his efforts and from the blessing of God.
那在传道书里头说，我们享受我们劳碌所得来的。
And so, in Ecclesiastes, it says that we delight in our work because we labored for it.
但是所罗门王的生活里头呢，他是超过了这个享受劳碌所得来的，他是变成一种放纵。
But Solomon's indulgence had surpassed this this kind of enjoyment.
所以享受劳碌所得来的跟放纵，这个我们必须要。把它看清楚，分清楚。
And so, indulging and letting loose, we need to have know the difference between that, and our and the fruits of our labor.
那这个跟约伯记里头的约伯比起来呢？那约伯他就应该啊，他是比较属于在富足当中，他仍然能够。拥有合乎中道的生活。
But in the example of Job, he was able to have a sound life in his wealth.
他很留意的自己是不是放纵了自己。
He was really aware of whether or not he had, had let himself loose.
那不但这样子，他也留也很注意他的孩子。
And not only that, he was also aware of his children's situations.
我们请看约伯记第一章。
Let's enter Job chapter 1.
约伯记第一章第五节。
Job chapter 1 verse 5.
第五节，筵宴的日子过了，约伯打发人去叫他们自洁，他们清早起来，按着他们众人的数目献欢祭，因为他说恐怕我儿子犯了罪，心中弃掉神。约伯常常这样行。
Job chapter 1 verse 5, when a period of feasting had run its course, Job would send and have them purified. Early in the morning, he would sacrifice a burnt offering for each of them, thinking, perhaps my children have sinned and cursed God in their hearts. This was Job's regular custom.
这里说约伯是常常这样子做。
We see here that this was a regular custom for Job.
所以约伯他在富足当中他不放纵。
And so in his time of wealth, he did not let loose.
什么叫做合乎中道的生活？
And so what is having a sound life?
就是在遇到逆境的时候也不丧胆。
And that's when we encounter things.
Difficulties.
We won't falter.
We lose heart.
We won't lose heart.
生活当中有平顺，也会有困难。
We will have times of peace in our lives, and we will have times of difficulties.
在困难的当中，也是一样，要来过着一个合乎中道的生活。
But in times of difficulties, we still need to have a sound life.
那在这个困境当中不要上胆。
And we should not lose our heart during these times.
圣经里头提到这个以利亚先知，他遇到了逆境。
We see that Elijah had encountered difficulties.
我们请看列王记上十九章。
Let's look at First King chapter 19.
列王记上十九章第四节。
First Kings chapter 19, verse 4.
第四节，自己在旷野走了一日的路程，来到一棵罗藤树下，就坐在那里求死，说：“主啊。”罢了，求你取我性命，因为我不胜于我的列祖。
19 verse 4, while he himself went a day's journey into the desert, he came to a broom tree, sat down under it, and prayed that he might die. I have had enough, Lord, he said. Take my life. I am no better than my ancestors.
这是以利亚先知向神求死。
This was when Elijah asked for death.
他恐怕他不能够荣耀神的名。
He may not have been able to glorify the name of the Lord.
他觉得说他没有办法像过去的那些先知那样子的来做成美事而来荣耀神的名。
He felt that maybe he wasn't able to be like the prophets of old and glorify the name of God.
所以他是为了神的名的荣耀，他来求死。
And so it was for the name, for the glory of God's name, that he had asked for death.
但是也可以从另外一个角度来看，他是在逆境当中，他失去了他的这个胆这个勇敢的心。
But we can also see from another perspective that it was probably in this kind of calamity that he had lost his heart. He lost heart during this time.
当然，他所遭遇到的真的是有那个生命的威胁，生命的危险。
He really did encounter situations that endangered his life.
但是也有很多的古圣徒，他们同样在这种逆境里头，他们不上胆。
But we know that there are people of these times who really did not lose heart in times of difficulty.
反而是反省之后更加的来依靠神。
Rather, it was after they reflected on their situation that they relied on God even more.
能够更勇敢的去面对。
They had more courage. To face these things.
那这个就是在逆境当中的一种合乎中道的生活。
And so this is having a sound life in times of calamity.
这样不但对自己，对周遭的人都是有造就的。
And so it benefits and edifies not only the person themselves, but the people around them.
我们请看撒母耳记上三十章。
Let's look at 1 Samuel chapter 30.
撒母耳记上三十章第六节。
First Samuel chapter 30 verse 6。
第六节，大卫甚是焦急，因为众人为自己的儿女苦恼，说要用石头打死他。大卫却依靠主他的神，心里坚固。
First Samuel chapter 30 verse 6. David was greatly distressed because the men were talking of stoning him. Each one was bitter in spirit because of his sons and daughters. But David found strength in the Lord his God.
跟随大卫的人，他们很苦恼，他们很情绪化，感情用事，所以他们甚至想要用石头打死大卫。
People around David at the time were distressed. Their feelings had gotten to them, and they were talking of stoning him.
在这个时候这个大卫他所表现出来的就是他很勇敢的，他很坚持的。他更加的依靠神。
But what David found was that he had more courage in this time, more strength to rely on the Lord.
这个就是在逆境当中的一种合乎中道的生活。
And so this is having a sound life in time of calamity.
所以大卫他能够继续带领这些人来走在这个神的道路上面。
And so in the end, David was able to guide these people to walk on the path of God.
在我们努力的追求当中，我们总是会在许许多多的方面不断有长进，做得更好。
And so in our pursuit, in our efforts, our pursuit of God, we will always have growth in our pursuit.
在这种长进的当中如何有一个合乎中道的生活。
And so how do we have a sound life in our growth?
我们为了我们的长进，的确是应该有喜乐的。
For the sake of our growth, we should have joy.
我们有些人是这种求好心太强，所以呢，有进步也总觉得不够好。
And so, oftentimes, we have such a strong pursuit of having a good heart. We may not feel that it is enough.
其实我们也。很多的时候也应该夸奖一下自己。
And so a lot of times we should compliment ourselves.
不要总是认为自己不够好。
We shouldn't always think that we are never good enough.
这个总是认为自己不够好，其实也不是很健康。
Because it's actually not healthy to keep thinking that we are just not worthy or good enough.
哦，那什么叫做在这个长进当中仍然是合乎中道呢？
So how do we have a sound life in this growth?
哦，就是能够很高兴啊，能够给自己一些奖赏，但是不自意。
And so we should be happy. We should reward ourselves, but not be too proud.
或者是 self-righteousness.
Oh, self, or be self-righteous.
那是所以这个所谓的自义啊，就是拿自己来跟别人比啊，然后就看自己比别人好而来轻看别人。
And being self-righteous is when we compare ourselves to others, and thinking that we are better than them, and we look down on others.
哦，这个自义常常包括两件事情。
Being self-righteous usually includes two things.
啊，对自己呢，就觉得说已经够了，不用再进步了。
One is that we feel like we are enough. We don't need to improve anymore.
啊，第二个层面就觉得自己比别人好，甚至看轻别人。
And the second is we think we are better than others, and we look down on others.
那这样子的态度就不是一个合乎中道的生活。
And so this kind of attitude is not having a sound life.
那这个也不能够在神的面前被神看为义。
And we cannot be considered righteous in God's eyes.
一个很明显的例子就是路加福音十八章那个税吏跟法利赛人的祷告。
And a very good example of this is in Luke chapter 18 with the tax collector and the Pharisee.
这个法利赛人他们在这个对宗教信仰的追求啊，他们是很认真、很用心的。
These Pharisees are very devout in their faith toward God.
所以他们在当时的犹太社会里头。是做模范的。
And so they are a role model in the Jewish community.
他们也对自己真的有很多的要求跟努力。
And so they really have a lot of requests for themselves.
但是在这个很有长进的当中他们却充满着自义。
But in this great time of their growth, they are self-righteous.
能够要求自己，能够长进，这个是好的。
Requesting a lot of yourself, asking a lot of yourself, and being able to grow is a good thing.
但是还是一样，应该要过着一个合乎中道的生活。
But yet we still need to have a sound life.
这个法利赛人的祷告里头呢，他这个。轻视那个税吏。
And in the Pharisee's prayer, he looked down on the prayer of the tax collector.
他的祷告如果是很大声。
And if his prayer was loud and clear,
那个一定很伤这个税吏的心。
It must have hurt the feelings of this tax collector.
做出来的事情既然会伤害人，那就不是。就不是好的。
And if you are harming people, then it is not good.
所以在有进步、在长进当中，留意着不要自义。
And so if you are improving and you are growing, don't be self-righteous.
好，我们再请看路加福音第九章。
Let's look at Luke chapter 9. Luke chapter 9, verse 55.
55节，耶稣转身责备两个门徒说：“你们的心如何，你们并不知道。”
And verse 55, but Jesus turned and rebuked them, and they went to another village.
55节。
Luke chapter 9, verse 55.
耶稣转身责备他们。
But Jesus turned and rebuked them.
说你们的心如何，你们并不知道。你没有下面那一句。好，那五十六节。
There is a footnote. And Jesus said, "You do not know what kind of spirit you are."
五十六节，人子来不是要灭人的性命，是要救人的性命。
For the Son of Man did not come to destroy men's lives, but to save them.
这个门徒已经跟随主耶稣三年多的时间。
These disciples had followed Jesus for over 30 years.
三年。
Or for over 3 years.
那他们对主耶稣的主耶稣的传道的工作，他们是非常的热心。
And so they are very fervent in the work for Jesus.
但是当主耶稣往耶路撒最后一次主耶稣往耶路撒冷的路上。
And so again, they were on their way on the path to Jerusalem.
他们经过撒玛利亚的村庄。
They passed by Samaria.
这撒玛利亚人并没有接待他们。
These Samaritans were not hospitable to them.
就有两个门徒求主耶稣说，让我们吩咐火下来烧灭这个村庄。
And so the disciples, James and John said, Lord, bring down fire and destroy them.
他们之所以会这样的请求不是只是为了自己。
And so this request wasn't really for themselves.
他们实在是为主耶稣非常的热心。
They were just being really fervent toward Jesus.
怎么可以这样子来忽略主耶稣，没有接待主耶稣。
How can they treat Jesus Christ like that and not be hospitable toward them?
但是主耶稣转过头对这两个门徒呢是责备他们。
But Jesus turned and rebuked them instead.
无论做什么事情，热心是好的，也是需要的。
Whatever it is, fervency is good and is necessary.
很多的人，很多的时候就是缺少了这种热心。
And a lot of times, we lack this kind of fervency.
但是在热心当中也要合乎中道。
But in our fervency, we must have a sound life.
热心不要过火。
We shouldn't be overzealous.
这两个门徒的举动就是热心的，但是已经超过了。
These disciples, they had the zeal. The fire that burned within them was too strong.
如果真的火下来烧灭了那一个村庄，
if fire truly came down to destroy the Samaritans,
其实是不能够造就人，对这两个门徒也没有什么好处。
It doesn't edify people, and it wouldn't be any good for those two disciples.
我们最后看路加福音第二章。
Let's take a look at finally chapter Luke chapter 2.
路加福音二章五十二节。
Luke chapter 2 verse 52。
五十二节，耶稣的智慧和身量，并神和人喜爱他的心，都一起增长。
52. And Jesus grew in wisdom and stature, and in favor with God and men.
这里主耶稣他不但得神的喜悦，他也得人的喜爱。
Here we see that Jesus not only had favor with God, he had favor with men.
他对神对天父他是百分之百的。
He gave his all to the God in heaven.
四十九节，耶稣说：“为什么找我呢？岂不知我应当以我父的事为念吗？”
49. Why were you searching for me? He asked. Didn't you know I had to be in my Father's house?
这个十二岁的主耶稣他已经立定志向，以父的事为念。
Here, Jesus at 12 years old knew to pursue God.
但是他从人的这个层面，他还是顾念玛利亚跟约瑟，所以他跟他们回去。
But yet, he still cared for his worldly parents. He still went home with them.
对人的这一个层面，主耶稣所表现的就是合乎中道。
And so, with that treatment of people, of humans, he had it was according to a sound life.
所以今天我们所追求的也是一样，不但要得神的喜悦，我们也要得人的喜悦。
And so today, by the same token, we must find favor with God and also with man.
所以在信仰的这条道路上面，也需要有这个所谓合乎中道的生活。
And so in this journey of our lives, we must have this sound life.
我从这种很健全、很合理的观念思想里头而有的生活。
It is a life that comes from such a fair and just way of thinking.
然后所带出来的生活。
A life that we can carry out.
好，我们一起唱诗。
Let's sing a hymn.
187首。
187.